Christopher Nixon, optometrist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
It would be fair to say that Yorkshire is possibly in a bit of a cycling frenzy at the moment. We have had a couple of big events happening across the area, people on two wheels whizzing through the streets of Yorkshire. And one particular cycling fan from Christopher Nixon, optometrist, I have Christopher Nixon himself. Hello.
Hello there, Beth.
You are a cyclist, is that right?
Yeah, I would describe myself as a slow recreational cyclist.
Okay. Well, not too slow, though. I am a very slow cyclist, as in pretty poor. But you are pro enough that we have brought in some very fancy cycling eyewear gadgets, haven't we?
Yeah. These are items I actually wear myself.
Okay.
So I endorse that. If you see me wearing them, they must be pretty good.
In fact, if people want to see pictures of Chris wearing these, you can find them right now, strayfm.com/health. Look at your own peril, I would say.
Sorry about that.
The couple of events that have happened recently then, we had the Tour de Yorkshire. That was on for 4 days, wasn't it, at the start of May. There was another one last weekend as well.
Yeah, on the Saturday, which used to be called the Acorn bike ride, which was a 100 kilometres sponsored bike ride. And beautiful event, which was really well organised. And I think what's happened is Rip and Rotary have taken on the event as of last year from the Acorn ladies. Mm-hmm. And they've made an equally big success of it.
But well done to everybody that took part in that. It's an incredible feat. I know loads of money's raised for charity every year doing that.
Yeah.
Let's start simple. What is an optometrist?
So an optometrist, and we used to be called ophthalmic opticians years ago, but optometrist is a sort of universal title, so it covers most of Europe and the US. Mm-hmm. And it describes someone who's qualified to examine eyes, prescribe glasses, contact lenses, and detect certain eye conditions that may harm our sight long term.
And people will have seen your building lots of times, I'd imagine, just by the train station in Starbeck. Mm-hmm. One of the areas that you can help people with, hence why we're talking about cycling, is cycling eyewear. Why would somebody need something special? What's going to be wrong with just putting on an ordinary pair of glasses when you're going out riding?
The thing is, first of all, as cyclists, we all wear helmets now. Don't we? We've got to be safe first. And perhaps going back further than that, to be safe, we need to be seen. So I'm a great fan of bright, as you can see from some of the clothes I wear, from bright clothing to try and get us spotted by other road users. Please, cyclists, don't wear black.
No.
You know, tarmac camouflage. Why? Mm. I don't understand it. But going on to our eyes and the point of view of seeing really well when we're cycling. First of all, we're wearing helmets, so we need the pair of sunglasses to glide underneath the helmet and not cause undue pressure on the side of the head.
Yeah, I've had sometimes before, if I've had just ordinary sunglasses on and a hat, it pushes in just on your temples, doesn't it? And you end up with this headache.
Yeah.
So these glasses don't let that happen.
They don't do that. They're called skull grips, but you'll see they've got very straight sides. Mm-hmm. And they just glide in and they just keep a firm, even pressure on the side of the head so as to keep the spectacles really still. Okay, the other thing is they've got a great field of view. The frame does not obscure your visual field.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
So you've got all
round
vision.
On the right, down and up, yeah.
It works. The other thing is, now, we have had an issue with a chap. He came in to see us, and keen cyclist, had his sunglasses on, and we hadn't supplied his sunglasses, but they looked pretty good. And we got him into his cycling position. Now, this guy worked out. So he had big, beefy shoulders, mm-hmm. big, beefy neck, and he couldn't elevate his head up very much. So when he was in his tuck position on his bike, what I noticed is he was having to strain his head up because of the brow bar on his sunglasses.
Oh, so it was in his vision, wasn't it?
It was in his visual field. So he was straining his head up, all right, causing problems with his neck, inducing a headache. And we actually put him onto a much deeper frame with a much higher brow bar headache solved.
Yeah, so it's not so much just go and pick up a pair of cycling glasses. Actually,
no.
Your position, the way that you ride your bike, your face shape actually all comes into play when it comes to picking the right pair.
Yeah, and if you want to sort of carry that a little bit further, if you want to come down to the practice with your bike, try them on your bike. We don't mind that.
Okay, yeah, that's
but
a
just
good
don't
idea.
Cycle off with them.
No, probably best not. Some other things as well.
Yeah.
I know they don't shatter, so the glass is very shatterproof.
Correct. But the other thing is, little bits of gravel.
Mm-hmm.
They can fly off cars, etc., very high velocity, and would cause serious damage to your eyes. So these are impact-resistant lenses, and they will deflect that sort of problem from you.
And what about contact lenses?
Yeah. So this is the beauty about contact lenses these days, with them being disposable, daily disposable. So it gives those patients, those people who just want to... They're very happy in their specs, but they just want that alternative for their sports.
Mm-hmm.
They can have a daily disposable contact lens. That allows them then to wear their very aerodynamic, flashy sunglasses. And that's probably the best of both worlds for them.
Yeah.
Spectacles, it's very difficult doing sort of certain sports in specs because of the limited field of view, the frame, keeping the frame secure. And contact lenses is an ideal alternative.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. If somebody wants to come in and put it to the test, as you said, they can pop into Christopher Nixon Optometrist with their bike.
They can.
They can have a go. They can get into position so that you can see exactly what sort of problems they may face with the glasses they currently have. Is it just a case of pop in Starbeck, say hi?
Because we have about 3 or 4 qualified dispensing opticians on hand, ready to help you and assist you in the pursuit of your sport.
Fabulous. Well, Chris, thank you very much. And as I did say, if anyone wants to check out how we look in these specs, you can do that right now. StrayFM.com/health. Christopher Nixon, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Christopher Nixon, optometrist on StrayFM's Health and Wellbeing Show.